The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Peace of mind with Lippman Brooks.
Welcome, everybody, to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Lippman Crooks. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. Tonight, our very special guest is Andrew Roman, the Vice President of Comerica Bank and Trust Company. Welcome, Andy.
Hi, Bernie. How are you this evening?
We are doing great. So, Comerica Bank and Trust Company, not a household name in every part of the country, is it?
No, it's not. In Michigan, it is, in several other states, but not here in New York and the Northeast.
So, what brings it to New York?
Well, we basically are able to work with our clients, some financial advisors, and the legal community in providing trust services to their clients and to the attorneys who need our assistance in the trust area.
So you do have offices here?
Yes, we do. We have an office down in Manhattan at 230 Park Avenue.
And now you've been in the trust business, Andy, for 35 years, right?
Yes, I have.
And you've been with Merrill Lynch, you've been with Bank of New York, NatWest Bank, for those of us who can remember. So you got a lot of experience here.
Yes, I do.
So tell me, what's different about Comerica and the work you're doing here than what you were doing in your prior life?
Well, it's interesting. At Comerica Bank, they've taken a really a terrific view of being able to provide service to clients and to provide service to the attorneys and the financial advisors that assist them in providing trust services. Our organization, unlike other organizations, welcome special needs trusts with regard to trust-related type activities which we can provide to our clients.
All right, so that's an interesting point you make, Andy. You're working with the advisors. So these are basically the people who the clients are initially going to, and then you're working with them to make sure that the special needs trust gets set up right?
That's correct. The attorneys, basically, and the financial advisors have been working with the clients. Some of them may have been getting assistance from any of federal or state authorities. They may have also been able to receive a large settlement award on an insurance claim or some other type of litigation. Once they receive those assets, they basically need to understand a little bit how to set that up and how to have those assets managed for the future.
So what got Comerica interested in this particular area?
Well, many of the attorneys that our bankers and trust officers were working with basically had clients that were coming to them, and they needed to be able to comply with certain provisions of federal and state law with regard to special needs and being able to comply with the regulations necessary in order to apply for SSI, Supplemental Security Income, or for Medicaid in each state.
So, you've been doing this a long time, as we observed. Other banks and trust companies don't have special departments or departments dealing with special needs?
Well, various organizations do work with special needs clients and special needs attorneys. However, many of the organizations try to shy away from that because of the administrative work that's necessary in order to make sure that these special needs beneficiaries are taken care of in the appropriate fashion.
So it sounds like it's more work.
Absolutely.
Than just your typical trust.
That's correct.
So do you guys also do the investing?
Yes, we do. We have a robust portfolio management group that's able to manage assets based upon the needs of the client for income and growth. And we take a look at that along with the attorney and the financial advisor, if there is one, in order to be able to make sure that those clients' assets are going to be growing over time for an extended period of time.
Because you certainly wouldn't want to outlive the money.
That's correct.
Especially a kid with disabilities.
That's right.
So it must be a specialized investment style that you have to adapt for these situations.
Well, we do basically take a look at the circumstances. We take a look at the child's age, if it's a child, and we try to determine the length of time that individual is going to be alive based on actuarial types of situations, and we work with life care planners to make sure that we can provide the assets and the income that they may need over time to be able to care for their needs.
So you don't have a crystal ball. You can't tell me exactly when someone's going to die.
Absolutely not. However, based upon prior situations that we've worked with and prior situations that life care planners have been exposed to, they're able to give us at least an estimate of what time period we may be talking about.
But this really, Andy, cries out for an expert such as yourself, because if you spend the money too quickly, then how is the child going to live? And if you don't spend it, then the quality of life is impacted.
Well, that's really an issue that we have to deal with on a regular basis, because we have X number of dollars in the trust, and we have to try to use that as judiciously as we can, along with government benefits, of course, to be able to benefit the beneficiary and to give them quality of life.
Because the beneficiary is not working.
That's correct.
So they're really counting on the money in this trust.
That's right. And what we try to do is to take whatever assets we receive in the trust and try to make them grow over time through a prudent investor type situation that we are able to use throughout the United States, number one. And number two, through our professional portfolio managers, they have ways of being able to grow the assets over time and also be able to generate a good flow of income.
But one of the things, Andy, and we're speaking with Andy Roman, who's a vice president at Comerica Bank and Trust, one of the things that makes you guys different is it's not all about the money, and you're actually willing to serve as trustee on these special needs trusts, even if you don't manage the money.
That's correct. We can act as agent for trustee. That would give us the opportunity to work with an individual trustee and be able to provide some expertise on the administrative side. Those assets can be managed by an outside firm that we may have relationships with in order to manage those assets and to administer them appropriately on behalf of the beneficiary.
So if the family has their favorite financial planner or corporate trustee who they feel comfortable with and who's done well for them over the years investing the money, but they may not have the expertise in the special needs area and don't have the knowledge as to what types of distributions can be made, when they can be made, who they can be made to. Is this something where you can work together with that person or entity?
We have many relationships with several financial service firms, and we are able to provide the services on the administrative side and allow them to work with the clients to manage those assets as they need to over time.
So this sounds like such a terrific service. How do we get you guys more well-known? Why can't we make this a household name?
Well, we basically have worked with several financial service firms that were in the process of providing services to on the administrative side. We provide them with some information regarding special needs and how we can assist their clients in being able to administer the account in the appropriate fashion and have assets managed for growth over time.
So basically, you're working with the gatekeepers, the lawyers, the accountants, and relying on them to suggest to the clients that perhaps they go with an expert. And in many cases, the clients will follow that recommendation. But still, from the public's perspective, I think that if there was some name recognition, that it would make it easier so that when the lawyer said, well, you know, I've got Comerica Bank here and they're really top notch. I heard about those guys. They're the guys that do the special needs trusts.
Well, that's one thing that we basically depend upon to be able to get the word out. I've worked with several organizations that have shied away from accepting special needs trusts because they feel that they're not experts in each of the 50 states in which a special needs trust can be established. Each of the states has their own rules and regulations with regard to special needs. However, at Comerica Bank, since we have nationwide trust powers as a national association, we basically work with attorneys in each of the 50 states in order to establish special needs trusts for clients. And the reason why we don't have a problem in working in all of the 50 states in special needs and not having to determine us as experts in those states is because we continually depend upon the attorneys to provide us guidance with regard to any issues that we may have with regard to discretionary distributions or making sure that we follow the provisions of federal law for SSI and state law for Medicaid.
Give me an example of some of the administrative duties that you would need to attend to during a special needs trust term.
Well, one of the things that we do initially once we get a special needs trust is to be able to set up a profile for the individual to understand a little bit about what he's gone through in his lifetime and what his current situation is, his living arrangements, and his daily activities. Once we have a handle on that, we have a good feeling for the need for income that he's going to have or she's going to have. We have caregiver issues to determine how that individual can best be taken care of over time. They may need 24-hour care, they may not, and that will give us a sense of what we need to do. There are also issues with regard to housing. We have issues with regard to guardian services, if those are necessary. We also have to think about transportation for this individual and possibly employment, the income that's received from federal and state sources, and income that may be received from the trust. So all of those issues basically come together when we have a special needs client and a new situation that we have to look at on a regular basis.
These obviously are not your standard run-of-the-mill trust questions that ordinary trustees might, you know, run into on a day-to-day basis.
That's right.
So it really is important for the people out there to listen to their advisors when they say, bring in Comerica. There's a reason for it.
Absolutely correct. I think that we provide the legal community that we work with quite closely and the clients themselves with a superior service that we think that we provide, and we think we do it better than anyone else in this particular area of trust-related activity.
And this is a complex area. What might seem like a minor mistake can disqualify a child or an adult for health care and have other catastrophic effects. So it really is important to work with a team of experts, and certainly the folks at Comerica Bank have got all the bases covered when it comes to administering special needs trusts. And tonight we're speaking with Andy Roman, who's the vice president at Comerica Bank and Trust Company. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks. We're based right here in White Plains. We've also got an office in New York City and one in Fishkill in Dutchess County. You can visit us on the internet at littmancrooks.com. Tonight, our guest is Andy Roman, Vice President of Comerica Bank and Trust Company, and we've been speaking with Andy about the complications and challenges involved in administering special needs trusts, and while Comerica does do the traditional trustee duties of investing the funds, they'll also do some of the not-so-traditional duties involved in a special needs trust, and Andy's given us an example of some of those, but do you also do, like, the tax filings and any regulatory filings that have to be done? Are those taken care of as well?
Yes, we do, Bernie. The fiduciary income tax returns or the Form 1041s that may have to be prepared are prepared by Comerica Bank, and we file those on a regular basis and provide the beneficiaries with Schedule K-1s or tax information letters that they can use to prepare their personal income tax returns.
Now, you know our law firm prepares a lot of special needs trusts for clients. And I got to tell you, the first thought from the client's mouth after we set up the trust is, well, you know, my brother-in-law should be the trustee. I trust him. He cares about Johnny. He's going to do the right thing by me. What should I tell this person about why the brother-in-law shouldn't be the trustee?
Well, that question comes up quite a bit, and you're absolutely right. One of the questions that individuals will bring up immediately upon drafting the document is, who's going to be my trustee? And many of them think a family member would be the best choice. But if you think about it, a family member may be too busy with their own affairs. They may reside...
Oh, you mean they have lives too?
Yes, they do, unfortunately, but they do. They may be too busy with their own affairs. They may reside in a distant area, and they may not get along with other family members, or they may not be responsible or experienced enough to manage trust assets. An innocent error by a well-meaning but inexperienced relative could negate careful planning that's been made and cost the beneficiary thousands of dollars.
So those are pretty good reasons.
Absolutely.
Now, if a family member wants to be a co-trustee serving along with Comerica so that they can make some of the care decisions in the hospital or something goes wrong, I mean, is that okay?
Absolutely. I think that one of the options in not just having a family member as a trustee is to use a corporate trustee and to work together with a family member. This would give the professional experience and objectivity of a corporate trustee and provide the personal involvement of someone who knows the beneficiary and their daily activities.
Now, I guess one of the benefits of having a corporate trustee is that they don't die.
That's correct.
So that you're going to be around. But you know, with all these benefits, people have to understand that there are going to be fees involved. And
yes.
At the end of the day, there's got to be value delivered to the client so that things are working properly. And people need to understand that to get that, they're going to have to pay something. Give us an idea of what people could expect to pay. Is it within a market range of what people would ordinarily pay for these services?
Well, in the state of New York, as you well know, which is what I'm familiar with, having spent 35 years in the trust industry here, fees are basically statutory. One of the statutory fees is that with assets in excess of $400,000, you can charge what they call reasonable compensation. Reasonable compensation to Comerica Bank means our regularly published fee schedule. And that's basically what we're charging. And we try to keep our fees as competitive as we can with all of the other service providers in our area.
So there's no extra cost because you have this particular expertise in special needs trusts?
Absolutely not. We provide our services for the same fees that other organizations may be charging, or maybe even less, depending upon the organization. The main objectives, really, that we try to provide clients, in addition to just the normal trust services that we provide, are protecting the assets of the person with special needs, which we feel is important, providing additional income to facilitate a better quality of life for the individual, preventing the loss of government benefits, including Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, and balancing the needs of other family members and beneficiaries, which is also important with regard to making sure that the special needs individual is cared for in the appropriate fashion.
That's a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to work with a trustee that knows what it's doing as opposed to consistently being unsure of what distributions to make, what filings need to be made. And it really does cause unnecessary work if somebody hasn't done this many, many times before. So we've got personal experience working with both ends of the spectrum. And you guys do fantastic work. And to do this work, you need to have people. How many people are involved in each particular case?
Well, when we first get a call from either a financial advisor or an attorney with regard to a special needs trust, we immediately take a look at a draft of the document so that our legal review team has an opportunity to take a look at exactly what's there and what's being asked of the trustee to determine if we're capable of doing what's necessary for that beneficiary. Once the legal review team reviews that document, we also have one of our trust and estate advisors, who are the individuals who will be working on a day-to-day basis with the attorney and the family members to care for the special needs person. take a look at that document to make sure that all of the administrative issues that are presented in that document can be easily cared for by the bank. In addition to that, a portfolio manager looks at the assets also to determine how they can be managed, number one. And number two, many instances we have homes that are purchased and may be placed in the trust as an asset. We have a real estate group that assists us in making sure that we can take care of that and that all of the properties that are purchased in the appropriate way. And we basically get a good price for that particular property when it's going to be purchased. In addition to that, our portfolio managers take a look at the assets to make sure that they're managed properly and that they will grow over time for the beneficiary.
So the beneficiary and the beneficiary's family gets a whole team of people.
Absolutely. And it's not only a team of people at Comerica. We consider ourselves a member of the extended team, which would include the special needs attorney, which includes a financial advisor if there is one, and maybe an accountant and other family members that will assist us in making the appropriate decisions for that special needs person.
We're speaking with Andy Roman, who's a vice president at Comerica Bank and Trust Company. This is the Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney Show. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, and we're going to take a short break and be right back.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Peace of mind.
Littman Crooks in White Plains, Manhattan, or online at specialneedsnewyork.com.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're speaking with Andy Roman, Vice President at Comerica Bank and Trust. And Andy, you've been doing this a long, long time.
Yes, I have.
You would think that after this many years, you got it down pat. But I'll bet there's still plenty of challenges out there.
Absolutely. In regular trust accounts, the challenges aren't as great because the clients basically provide us with as much information as they can with regard to administering those trusts and what their needs are. A special needs beneficiary, many times if the parent has passed away, there is no close family member to be able to provide some input to us. We need to basically work with this client, possibly with case management workers, possibly with the attorneys who have a greater insight into the family, and make sure that we do the right thing for those beneficiaries over an extended period of time.
And each case is different, right?
Each individual case is different. There's no question about that. And some of the challenges that we have in administering trusts, you'd be surprised, but things like vacations, determining which expenses are for the benefit of the beneficiary, balancing the value of the vacation to the beneficiary with the beneficiary's other needs, and the expenses with regard to those vacations. We also have situations with restrictive documents that don't allow us to do many things that we'd like to have done for that beneficiary in being able to provide care for that individual over an extended period of time. The other issues that we have also is having family members as caregivers. And if you initially think about that, that's a great idea because the family member is going to take care of them and do what they need to do to care for that individual. The problem is that many family members may not have the qualifications to care for that special needs person because of their special disabilities. The other problem that we encounter in family members being caregivers is compensation. Right. How much should we be paying that individual for the work that they provide? And their role of parent versus caregiver, that becomes an issue also, so that we need to set the duties up front under each role. And we want to be able to have those parents make sure that they provide these special needs beneficiaries with independent living skills after the age of 18. because even though they can be cared for at home, but they may want to have a little bit of freedom and some independence. And if the parent isn't able to provide that as a caregiver, it becomes an issue.
So if done properly, it is possible to have a family member be a paid caregiver.
Yes, it is. But as I said before, we need to make sure that they have the qualifications to provide the care that's necessary.
And then if you do that, then you take care of all the tax issues, the withholding and that stuff?
Well, that's another issue that we need to look at also. The issue that we have on certain occasions is whether an individual is going to be an employee or whether they're going to be an independent contractor, because those two types of individuals require some different services that we may be able to provide.
Right.
If they're an employee, we have to file withholding taxes, we have to withhold funds, we have to pay it, we have to do all of the tax-related type activities necessary if we're an employer and they're an employee. However, if we have an independent contractor providing caregiver services, that individual is responsible for his own tax reporting and payment of any taxes that may be due. So there's a difference in how we provide the care for special needs individuals.
Now, you mentioned earlier a restrictive document. Why would anybody want one of those?
Well, some individuals maybe want to restrict the different types of reasons why an individual may be able to use the funds that are in that trust. We feel that providing the trustee with the discretion to make those decisions as a professional makes a little bit more sense, because the individual's circumstances may change over time. So at the time that the document was drawn, certain circumstances may not occur, and they may occur at some point in the future, and you have to be prepared to provide for them.
So a better way to do it might be to have a flexible document that will give the trustee discretion.
Absolutely correct.
And I guess that's a case of having the right attorney.
That's also correct.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. We have situations where there may be court cases and litigation where the litigant does a terrific job in winning the case. However, since he's not expert at special needs types of situations, they don't prepare an appropriate document in order to be able to be flexible enough to provide benefits to the special needs individual.
We're speaking with Andy Roman, Vice President at Comerica Bank, and we'll take a short break and we'll be right back to wrap up.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family, and unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Lippman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Lippman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Lippman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Lippman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Okay, Andy, we've just got about a minute here. Give us some closing thoughts and tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the good old folks at Comerica.
Well, just to familiarize the audience with a couple of the situations with regard to Comerica Bank and Trust, we're incorporated and can be found on the New York Stock Exchange. We're a $67 billion diversified financial services company founded in 1849 in Detroit, Michigan. We have a presence in Canada, China, Mexico, and Hong Kong. And we're among the largest U.S. banking companies within the first 20. In order to get in contact with us, you can reach us at www.comerica.com, or you can reach me directly at 646-823-1899 or at aroman@comerica.com.
Andy Roman, Vice President at Comerica Bank and Trust Company, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for the opportunity, Bernie. I appreciate it.
This is the Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney Show. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. We'll see you all next week. Good night.